Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Under the Fig Tree. I'm Troy, and I will be flying solo today. I have something I want to give to you. I believe that God wants me to express to the people, the Under the Fig Tree family, and hopefully it will encourage you. Before we get started with that, I want to send a couple of shout outs to our folks in Boise, Idaho, our listeners there, also in Fresno, California, Russellville, Arkansas. The fig tree is growing, and I thank everybody for helping the fig tree grow. We even have people in Cameroon and Germany, Switzerland. I mean, the fig tree is growing all over, and thanks everybody for listening in. I also want to send a special shout out to our good friend Stephen Ratliff in West Virginia and to the Ratliff family. Also to our whole West Virginia family, we appreciate your participation and listening to us here on Under the Fig Tree. What I have to share today, and this shouldn't take too terribly long, I wanted to be able to express some things to you, be able to share with you what I, like I said, like what I believe that God has given me to give to you. You'll find it in John 15. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, just the version I'm most comfortable with, the version I've studied the most. Not that I don't read the other versions or anything like that, but this is just one that I read the most. So I want to begin with that, New King James Version, John 15. It says this, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it might bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Then he says it again in verse 5. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Really, really good piece of text here to kind of chew on and dissect. There are so many messages and so many sermons you can preach just from John 15. And that's not even all of John 15. That's only like the first 8 verses. So we break it down just a little bit at a time. Jesus is expressing to us, and he's showing the relationship between us and him and the Father. He says that he is the true vine and his Father is the vine dresser. Now, what I love about this is he's setting a precedence here. Look, I am the vine. When he says this, that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. We'll get to that in just a second. If you go down to verse 5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So now we know what the branches are that he's talking about in verse 2 and verse 3. He explains that to you in verse 5. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. The vine is the centerpiece of this plant. The branches obviously are offshoots of the vine. What he's saying here, because he goes down further and says, without me, you can do nothing. Everything that you need as a branch, you get from the vine. The vine says, I can exist without you, but you cannot exist without me. I am self-sustainable, but you are only sustained through me, is what he's saying. If you were not around, I'd still be who I am. If I am not around, unfortunately, you'd still be who you were. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Everything you need comes from me. Here's the first point I want to bring out. As this year progresses, and we're pretty close to getting halfway through this year, and even as your life progresses from this point forward, you're going to be presented with many opportunities. You're going to be presented with opportunities for growth, opportunities for change. you'll be presented with financially gainful opportunities. It could be a host of things that you could be presented with. When we look at this text, the text is telling us, when he's speaking to us, he's saying, everything you need comes from me. The point I wanted to bring out here is, if it does not come from the vine, it is not for you. Doesn't matter what kind of opportunity it is. Doesn't matter how good the opportunity seems. Doesn't matter how good or how well the opportunity would pay. If that opportunity does not come from the vine, it is not for you. Any of our single listeners, I would caution you. The Bible says if a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, here's the deal, gentlemen. Even as you're looking for a wife, if the woman that you find does not come from the vine, she's not for you. Young ladies that are out there looking for a husband, number one, stop looking for a husband. The Bible says a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, not a woman that finds a husband. But a man must find a wife. Young ladies, you must be where you can be found. If you're out looking, you're not where you're supposed to be found. Ruth was not looking for a husband. She was in the fields gleaning where she was supposed to be, and Boaz found her. So it's important that you know that, number one. But it does not matter, even if this man comes to you, it doesn't matter how good he looks, doesn't matter how much money he makes, doesn't matter all the things that you might have dreamed about this young man, if he does not come from the vine, he is not for you. Men and women, please hear that. Everything you need comes from the vine. Business owners, it does not matter how fortunate and how advantageous an opportunity could be. Doesn't matter where it positions you and sets you up. If it does not come from the vine, it is not for you. Everything you need comes from the vine. Watch this. He says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it might bear more fruit. The purpose of the pruning is to produce more fruit. So if you're already producing fruit, he'll still cut some things back from you so that you can produce more fruit. The interesting thing about that is there's things in our lives that even as we're producing fruit, sometimes attaches itself to us. And if we leave it attached, if he were to leave it attached, then it would slow the progression of the fruit making. Your fruit production, it would slow that. And so what he has to do is cut those things off that would inhibit or even slow the production of fruit. And when he cuts those off, now you don't just bear fruit, you bear more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. You'll keep getting pruned throughout life when you're bearing fruit, and you'll bear more fruit. You'll bear more fruit. It's so funny because the Bible says, we'll read this in one of the parables where Jesus says, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he says, now that you have been faithful over the small things, I will now make you master over many. Want you guys to understand, your reward here in the earth for doing a good job is more work. It's more work. You've been faithful over the small things. Now I'll make you ruler over many. You do a good job, you're going to get more to do. Perfectly fine, because he's going to help you do it all. This is the process of bearing more fruit. Bear more fruit, bear more fruit. Now, here's something interesting. He says, if you don't bear fruit, he says this at the first part of it, every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And I've taught this for years, and I've taught it wrong. I have taught it wrong because my understanding was that of an American way of life and not really the culture of the time. And so when you start to look at the culture of the time, I had to correct the teaching. Says, if you are not bearing fruit, the branch that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. And normally when we taught it, we're saying, if you don't bear fruit, you're going to get cut. He'll cut you off. But listen, that's not the mercy of God. That's not the mercy of God. If you don't bear fruit, he cuts you off. That's not merciful. So what is the text saying? Well, we're looking at a vine. This is a grapevine, and grapevines grow out wider than they do tall, much wider than they do tall. And because they grow out wider or more, much wider than they do higher, there eventually are some branches that are lower than other branches. Those branches closer to the bottom don't necessarily receive as much light as the branches closer to the top. So when the text is saying he takes them away, if they don't bear fruit, he takes them away. What the text is saying is, if you're not bearing fruit, what he does is he lifts you up to where you can receive proper light so that you can bear fruit. What am I saying? If you're not bearing fruit, this is what God's mercy does for you. He lifts you up so that you can receive the revelation, the light that you need, so that you can start producing fruit. He doesn't just cut you off. And I know that's what's been taught. That's not what's been taught. I'm sorry, that's not what he's saying. It is what's been taught. But what he's saying actually is he lifts you up so that you can receive proper light, proper revelation, so that you can begin to produce fruit as he has already instructed you to do. He wants you to produce fruit. Watch this. Verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The only way that you can bear fruit, you got to stay in the branch or in the vine. Think about that. If he did cut you off, you would never produce fruit because you're no longer in the vine. So it's important for you to know he's not cutting you off because you don't bear fruit. He wants you to bear fruit, and there's no way for you to bear fruit. Look at the text. There's no way for you to bear fruit if he were to cut you off because you wouldn't be a part of the vine. He says it right here. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5 again, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out. What? There's the point of where you get cut off. You don't get cut off from the vine because you didn't produce fruit. You get cut off from the vine because you're not abiding. Let me say it again. You don't get cut off from the vine because you're not producing fruit. You get cut off from the vine because you've not abided in the vine. Look at verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. The cutting off does not happen because you're not bearing fruit. The cutting off happens because you won't abide. Abide in me. Abide in me. If you look up the word abide, especially the root word of that word of abide, you're going to see the indication. There's a connotation there with that word, and it means to go for a visit and decide to stay. So you'll go to a place. Think about it. You'll go to a place and you're like, oh, we're going to visit for a while. And then you get there and you're like, oh, this is nice. This is real nice. Oh, look how nice it is inside here. Look how beautiful it is inside here. And you know what? Since it's so beautiful, I think I'm just going to stay. I was just going to visit, but I'm going to stay. You abide in him. You go to live in him. And you're like, I'm just here to visit. But when you get inside of him, you're like, oh, man, look how nice it is in here. Look how peaceful it is in here. Look how calm it is in here. Look how wonderful and how beautiful it is in here. I think I'll stay. That's what abiding is. I think I'll stay. He says, abide in me. Now watch this. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Wait a minute. That means he's doing the same to you. I'm going to come live in you, right? I'm going to come and visit and then decide to stay because it's so nice. And you're like, wait a minute, I know what I've done. I know how wretched of a beast I can be. I know my attitude. I know all this. But we have to start to see ourselves like God sees us. And when he sees you, he lives in you. And he's like, I came to visit, but it's so nice in here. Look how nice this is. I cleaned up this area. I cleaned up that area. It looks so nice in here. I think I'll stay. I think I'll stay. If you abide in him and you allow his words to abide in you, he says you can ask for what you will. Ask for what you will. Listen, ask for what you will, and it will be done for you. This is how our Father is glorified in heaven. I want you to know you are to produce fruit. Wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're at the gym, if you're in your cubicle at work, doesn't matter. I want you to say this. I will produce fruit. If you're one of those people who are not producing fruit, then what he'll do is he'll lift you up to where you can receive the revelation so that you can produce fruit. I want you to say, I receive your revelation. And now you're ready to produce fruit. As long as you live, this is what we're supposed to do is produce fruit, produce fruit. You will produce, you will produce, you will produce. I want you to be encouraged by this. If you are abiding in him, you are producing fruit. If you are not abiding in him, that's when you get cut off. Please, wherever you are, begin to abide in him if you're not. If you're not producing fruit, I'm not telling you don't worry about that. What I'm saying is don't worry about getting cast out or cut off because you're not producing fruit. Just simply receive the revelation so that you can produce fruit. I hope you're understanding this text a little bit better. This is something I believe that I'm supposed to share with you. I think I told you at the beginning it wouldn't be too terribly long. And I hope this makes your day. I hope this makes your week a little more prosperous. Again, I'm Troy, and I thank you so much for joining me here under the Fig Tree.